Hello folks and welcome back. It has been quite some time and I apologize for the hiatus, but life is definitely more interesting than we plan at times. What I'd like to talk about today is the hype over presidential candidate Barack Obama. I admit that he is a very intelligent, articulate, presentable, capable politician. But I do have a couple of issues with how he's being presented. If you watch news coverage on CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, Fox News really not so much. The man is held as being the saving grace for the Democrat Party for the 2008 presidential election. I really don't think that that is what he really is going to end up being. Because they're holding it up as he's an African-American man who's well-spoken, articulate, and electable. These are true. He really doesn't have a shady background with the exception of what he writes about in his book of using cocaine and alcohol when he was younger. But aside from that, he's very electable, you would think. But the problem that I think they're going to find they have is that I do not honestly believe, and some of the polls agree with this, some of the polls do not, which is the nature of polling because the margin of error depends on each poll. I honestly think that if you put Barack Obama up to an equally articulate, equally clean-cut, equally capable white candidate, that he will lose. Because, again, some of the polls have suggested this, some have not. Some of the polls suggest that America is not ready for a black or a female president. And we like to think that we are further ahead in the social spectrum than that. We like to think that we're much more advanced, that we've taken affirmative action to heart, that we view women and minorities as equals. And we do. Many of us do. Almost all of us do. There are some that don't. And I'm not sure how much of that plays into why we aren't ready to elect a black president. I can't speak to anyone else but myself. I have no qualms about having a black or female president. I do have qualms about having Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton as a president, but not a black or a woman. But the even more interesting thing about this whole scenario is that Barack Obama is missing one major thing that is not going to make him very electable: his experience. He has only been a U.S. He's a junior senator, and he came into office in 2005, which makes him having about 2 years of experience working with the federal government. And I'm wondering how a person who has served as a senator for 2 years is going to fare against someone who's had a lot more experience with government and leadership and things like that. John McCain, much longer tenure. He's also a war veteran. He was a POW. You have Giuliani, who was the mayor of New York for several years. So I don't think he's going to fare well in that department. And I think that what we're going to find is if the Democrats do end up running the ticket that they want, that they seem to want to run so badly because it really defines what they're all about. If they run Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, I think they're going to lose. And I think they're going to lose by a lot larger margin than they think they are. One of the polls that just came out suggests that if you put Obama up against any of the front runners from the Republican Party, he's almost neck and neck with them. And of course that varies depending on the poll and the margin of error. You run Hillary Clinton against those same candidates, she loses quite handily. And then when you run them together, they still lose. Again, I'm not a political strategist. I'm not the all-knowing, presidential candidate person to ask. But what I can tell you is that Barack Obama is not the big, major saving grace the Democrats have been looking for. He's not. They seem to think he is. They're convinced of it. They're convinced that Barack Obama is going to save the Democratic Party and is going to get them a presidency in 2008. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's a bad confluence of circumstances, the circumstances being his inexperience, a couple of shady things in his past, and the fact that America, whether it likes it or not, and I think this is what it's going to come down to more than anything, is the fact that America, for some reason, still holds preconceived notions and prejudices against people, even without even thinking about it. Again, back to the polls, which is really the best method we have of analyzing anything, because polls, well, polls take into account the opinions of likely voters. And there's obviously some hesitation to elect a minority, such as specifically Barack Obama, who's African American, or Hillary Clinton, who's a woman. That's just the way it is. That is what we see. That may change. We may wake up one morning next week and Barack Obama has 100% approval and wins the presidency. I hope not. I hope we get another Republican. But I've been listening to this and hearing about it for months, how Barack Obama this, Barack Obama that, Barack Obama this. He's a saving grace. He's so wonderful. Granted, he's runnable. He's electable. He doesn't have a really shady past. He's a very well-spoken, very well-educated, and on top of that, he's African-American. He's a minority, which is a plus because the Democrats pride themselves, a large segment of their voting base is made up of minorities. But he's not the saving grace that everybody's making him out to be. He's really not. And I think we're going to find that the closer we get to the election, and in the election itself, if he ends up running as a presidential or a vice presidential candidate. Now, I almost feel the need to say this. I have not said anything in this that I would construe to be, derogatory or racist or anything like that, but I'm going to say it just in case somebody mishears me or seems to think I said that. I'm not racist. I hold no preconceived notions about any race. I hold no preconceived notions about women. I believe that we are all created equal, that a black man is equal to a white man, is equal to a black woman, is equal to a white woman, is equal to a Hispanic man, is equal to a Hispanic woman, is equal to an Asian woman, is equal to an Asian man, is equal. Everyone is equal. I don't hold anybody on a higher plateau based on their ethnicity, religion, sex, anything like that. When I broke this down and looked at it, I looked at it surely on the point of how other people may look at it, how the country as a whole may look at it, and like I said, on personal details like experience and his personal background. I have been getting commentary. I had a very enlightening discussion about my last podcast regarding drug use among politicians, which was fantastic for me. I got to have actually a discussion with someone who heard it, so that was nice. So I encourage feedback, whether it's positive, negative, undecisive. Matt, I hate you. You're a ranting lunatic moron. It's fine. I encourage any kind of feedback at all. Thanks, folks, and have a great night. And have a happy-ass Wednesday.